Pickaxe.
Hey y'all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Hello and welcome to the Hat Chat podcast with your hosts, Chris
Hornby.
Oh, God, I'm not doing that.
Why not?
It sounds, I mean,
say it again.
I'm close enough to a panic attack regularly. Well, it sounds like I've just jumped in that cool pool in that place you went to, that spa.
Trying to find words.
Thank you. I'm Alex Smith. Thank you to Perf for that Fingles.
I think nice Perf one. Is probably fine.
Perf.
Yeah. No. They want everyone to start.
They've sent in two Fingles recently.
Oh, thank you.
So probably next week's with our special guest.
Unless someone upstages them.
Yeah, that's true. You can get your Fingle in. That's true. It's all up for grabs.
Oh, you
send
can
them
grab
to
it.
Our email, hatchat@hatfilms.com. Please. We want your music. Thank you.
Be immortalized in our Hat Chat podcast.
Forever on the internet. You literally can't take it down. Someone will do a backup.
Potentially.
Google's
I assume
got the backup.
So. I assume so. Someone will back it up somewhere.
Once it's on the internet, you can't scrub it.
I've got backups, I suppose.
Yeah.
But what if they get taken down? Just everything, suddenly Google falls, all the digital foundries
solar flare.
Fall.
Big
solar
yeah,
flare. Wipes,
big solar flare.
Wipes out.
And we do a big reset. Mm-hmm. That's
all
worry,
the hard drives wiped across the globe.
That would be a disaster.
It would be a
economical would be an economical nightmare. Everything's got down to zero.
I mean, let's not fantasize about it.
It's the reset. It.
I mean, all the medical knowledge, all of the calibration software, everything.
My NHS number
required for like complicated machinery.
All the algorithms gone.
Yeah, that would
everything.
Suck.
Fingers
financial
crossed.
Data being lost maybe wouldn't suck so much.
Billionaires.
Yeah, well, if everyone's set to zero, what do you do?
Well, you have to defend your property. Basically, I think.
Suddenly, yeah.
We'd have no record of you owning this.
Yeah.
Come and take it. You know, like.
We should buy bear traps.
Yeah.
Just in case people try and get on our shit.
Well, buy them now while we can afford
them. Yeah. We can steal them, I suppose, or craft them somehow. I've never made a bear trap or
the thing is, if you
iron.
Use bear traps, you've trapped someone like in your hallway or somewhere, I'm guessing. You've deployed this. Now you've got someone screaming in pain. Because
so no one else is going to come.
So
or they'll see a dead body and they'll be like, well, I'm out of here.
But the body's
so it's really going to work as an effigy. I hope it's not one
it's
of
like,
you.
But it's going to stink. As long as you're okay with the smell of decaying body in your hallway, then like
you kind of have to be at this stage.
Yeah.
Everything's been reset to zero.
I think you can adapt to it quite easily.
Well, the smell.
Yeah
nose plugs. We can get some smelling salts.
Yeah.
I've seen some podcasts where they get smelling salts and all test it, but they all just say it smells like piss. It's like horrible piss.
Okay. Yeah. It's just meant to shock you awake. So it's going to be like,
maybe we should do it for a video at some point.
I mean,
we'll
smell poppers, right? Smell, not used. Smell poppers?
But isn't that how you use them?
Brit sticks.
By smelling them. Really
isn't it just a solvent kind of thing?
Yeah. It's a solvent. Like smelling salts are kind of the same sort of deal.
Oh,
it's just like a.
I thought it was like a thing you. And then.
But I mean, like, it has the same, like, not the same high necessarily, because who
I don't
can,
think
match,
it's supposed
who
to make
can match poppers, am I right? But, like, I'm kidding. But I think it is just like that. It's like a very strong, pungent smell that just shocks you awake. It's not like smelling salts aren't like some sort of magical consciousness medicine.
It just makes you just alerts you because it smells so pungent.
Yeah. You could do that with dog shit, probably.
Yeah.
It's just obviously smelling salts are preferable.
Yeah, dog shit is bad.
Anyway, not to steer the conversation around dog
we
shit.
We keep going. We always go
dog shit. I'm just saying.
We had a podcast last week, a lot of dog shit.
We're talking
one.
About visceral smells, and they
always comes up.
So we need to buy a load of bear traps and then air fresheners.
Bear traps, air freshers for us, yeah.
I'm not going to be able to back this up with any sort of form of insight, just so you guys know. But I mean, it's interesting, isn't it, how...
Thank you.
How if you take money away, suddenly we're all just like... oh shit, there is no law, we would have to fight to defend the things we own because there's no way to track. But then you realize, wow, like,
you could do that now.
Yeah, you could do that now. And equally, like, and the only thing keeping that in place is the idea that we all believe in a financial system as a way of maintaining order.
Well, it's very much a system we've all agreed on.
And it's completely not a fair system or a democratic system at all. Mm. But isn't it interesting that that's the only thing keeping democracies almost together is the idea that, like, you know how, like, meritocracy is not, again, I'm not informed enough to make this sort of
you ask for insightful. A rebellion.
But what I'm saying is it's just interesting how we all adhere to, like, the ideas of, like, meritocracy, as in, like, you know, work hard, you'll be rewarded, the best people for the job will rise to the top, all that sort of stuff. Like, but we actually know that we don't live in that system at all.
I feel like we're in a nepotistic society instead. Yeah.
But this is still the best case scenario, yes, I think. That's the thing. Yeah. Like, to us, like, what's the alternative? Okay, so we fuck the whole system, and then all of a sudden we're having to fight for our lives to defend our homes because we decided to
scrap
the current system. That's what I'm trying to get to, right?
Solar flare happens. Boom.
What happens?
How are you set up?
You fucking hope that you're out in the middle of nowhere.
What's your plan?
If it happens,
yeah. What are you going to do?
My
if it
car
happens?
Doesn't work anymore.
Your Tesla's fucked, mate. So why would you buy a Tesla knowing that a solar flare's coming?
Because solenoids in cars go as well in combustion engines.
So they're all fucked.
Yeah, all cars would be fucked.
I've got an electric.
Well, steam trains. We can sort steam trains back out.
Boom, steam train life.
Bring steam back is what I'll be.
Are they ready to go on the rails?
Yeah.
There's a steam. Well, I don't know. Probably. Yeah. Probably some. Some legacy ones. There's ones you can hire which you have, like, dinners on and stuff, which are fancy ones.
Yeah, I'd love to go on one of those things.
Yeah.
They look awesome, like
mini tours, yeah.
What are they called? Yeah.
There's some on the other way.
Yeah, what's it called? Express.
National? Not the National Express.
Oh, God.
That's the actual one.
Why have I forgot this? The Orient Express? Is that right?
Something like that, yeah.
The Orient Express, and they have, like, the really, really amazing cars.
You can have, like, a dinner day on there.
The amount of stuff I get recommended on, like, YouTube and Instagram about, like, people taking flamboyant train journeys. Mm. I don't know why. I've never been on a train journey. Like, you know, like a trap. Not one that I've enjoyed.
We could also get narrow boats.
Yeah.
Or one large narrow boat, and that's...
Yeah, you know, yeah.
We could hijack one. I know a place.
So why are you going straight to vehicles?
Well, it's just the ones that are moored up are all... People are living in them.
So we're going to have to turf some people out.
Either I'll join them.
Well, you're not right.
We're hijacking this thing, tugging away at 2 miles an hour.
I actually think this would work. So
why are you going to vehicles? It's not like there's a zombie infestation you're trying to escape from.
Vehicles.
Just a solar flare.
Transport, shelter. Well, not just. Transport and shelter are very fucking useful in a situation like this.
You've got one already.
Canoes work.
What do you have? In what form?
In the places you live currently.
Yeah, but those places you can't. The ideal thing about having mobile shelter and mobile transport is if there is a threat in an area, you can move away from it. Because often the best answer to a threat is not to engage with it, is to move away from it. So if you're staying at home, staying in place, and a problem develops in that area, you're just essentially waiting to be assaulted. Whilst, like, if you had some form
bicycle.
Of, especially something like a boat, which gives you quite a lot of isolation on the ocean or in rivers and things like that, really, really useful. I would argue that the answer to your question. But the reality is, and I think that this is the best, what you just actually touched on is actually the best solution here, is you desperately try to appeal to as many people around you to form a tribe. Like this
a cult of sorts.
Not a cult. Like
well, it could be a cult, though, couldn't it?
You could impose some form of ritualistic system.
But I guess, yeah. Phones are down. You can't just WhatsApp them. You're going to have to put, like, a little note at the bottom of your building or neighborhood-wise.
Yeah.
And be like, yeah, we're going to join or meet up at the, you know, scouts hut over here and we'll all talk about this.
It's going to be Lord of the Flies, though. It's going to be a betrayal.
But there's a great article
about
this.
I think people want peace.
I think we might have talked about it before. There was a great article about a guy that was hired to consult for a bunch of billionaires that were looking for advice on bunkers to build and how to survive an apocalypse, right? This was something, I can't remember, just Google it, you know, consultant talks to billionaires about the realities of security in bunkers and how ridiculous.
What are the flood risks with bunkers? I always thought there's
like
unless
high, they, right?
Because drainage is normally, it goes down, right?
Yeah, we'd have
but
pumps.
If your bunker's lower, you have to get pumps.
Well, you don't necessarily need to build a bunker underground. You can build a bunker surrounded by mountains
true.
Or something.
True. I'm thinking
like that.
Of Mark Zuck's bunk.
Yeah.
Zuck's bunk.
You would probably have a two-tier system.
Is that real?
So
I don't know if that's real.
I don't know if it's real.
You'd have an above ground, if you're a billionaire, I imagine you'd want to go for an above ground solution and a below ground solution.
Right.
But yeah, you'd have
both.
You'd probably have pumps.
About an air solution?
So all that sort of stuff. But what I'm getting at here,
personal military.
The most important thing out of all of this, and this is why people shouldn't worry too much about this stuff and, like, you know, worry about the end of the world and all this sort of thing that you can't really plan for anyway.
This is all simulation.
But basically, he was laughing at them because they were like, right, well, when I have my mega bunker or my mega compound or whatever I'm living on when the world collapses, I'm going to have to somehow defend it from all the plebs that are going to want to get in and get all my good stuff. So I'm going to have to maintain a security force, right? And the biggest problem they had was, how do you keep, when money is basically worthless, how do you keep a security force loyal, especially when they're the ones with the weapons who could just turn them on you and become the billionaires themselves?
True, yeah.
And they couldn't work out. And they were like, do we use shock collars? Do we use food as payment? Do we use... And basically,
they're
this guy...
They're going to use robots.
This guy, yeah, well, maybe.
They're going to use robots.
Yeah.
We're talking about humans here.
He gets smart
This guy said, like, you have to create communities. The only way to survive in situations like this would be to create interdependent communities whose it's in their interest to defend you and that community, just like organized countries. It's all just like sociology 101. Human beings, they form tribes to stay safe together. They realize that they can benefit more through interdependency than they can alone. They expand, and then different elements come into it, like cultural schisms and shit, and that's how you get changes and stuff.
The way I'd pick wouldn't be like a sports team, like my community.
Right.
Like, cause obviously I get to pick.
You get to pick.
I get to pick.
And there's a gym of 11-year-olds.
No, yeah, there's really not. No, I don't picture that.
Yeah, you do. You're a billionaire. They're all perverts.
I'm not. No, I'm just picking a community from, like, people that's like, this would be good to isolate with these people. Yeah. I don't think it should be based on just a conversation. I think it should be based on farts.
How loud or smell?
Smell.
How are we going back to farts again?
Well, that's the thing.
You want good smellers only.
You think people can lie to you, right?
Yeah.
People can change their body language. They can say stuff to, like, sweeten the deal, so to speak, but then they're liars and they betray you. I think a fart is pure. Essentially, with a fart, with enough training, I think you could figure out their diet. So first of all, you know if they're going to eat all your food stores, or they've got an addiction, or you know there's some problems going on in their bowels.
This is like Oxygen Not Included. Yeah. Have you played that?
Yeah, yeah.
They have all these traits.
I do feel like we should rename the podcast to Fartcast.
Fartcast.
Because last episode, we spoke about farts a lot.
Did we?
And you've managed to get us back there again. But
I think it's an important trait.
It's a trait. I think, yeah.
Do they do that in submarines, do you think? Do you think it's a no-fart policy?
Maybe you need to convince them to do something, like a fart in front of you to prove that they're, like, loyal, maybe.
Like, also,
fart now.
You have to fart in front of me.
Fart.
You can't do it in the next 10 minutes.
On command.
You're out.
You can't hide a fart.
The thing is, though, like, mine are really stinky sometimes, but I feel like I could be valuable to you in the future.
Fart there.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the best judgment of character.
I think I need to learn farts right first.
You need to be a specialist. You need like a sommelier.
Bring out the fart sniffer.
I might train a dog.
Smellier. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that person got. Imagine that. That's their job. They've got on board with that. I can smell farts really, real good. So, we need you on board.
Just in case of the solar flare, I've learned to smell farts really good.
That's a trait that we never even ever expected to train for. No colleges teach it.
But like, what? What else is there that could just let out the truth in a person so immediately, so viscerally than a fart? You learn so much about someone.
I don't think you do learn anything.
I think this is where
I'm losing track of your argument I don't feel there's a huge amount of data in smelling somebody's fart.
You get a lot of particulate out of them.
You do. I mean... Obviously,
yeah, so you could do blood tests. You can do a whole series of tests. I don't know if there's any time to infiltrate any of these.
Personal
ideas.
Health is certainly a consideration in forming your future bunker squad.
Pheromones.
Apparently, the jury's out on whether like human pheromones really have any effect on each other.
Compatibility.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Well, apparently, you like the muscle.
What about you? Yeah, I mean, it's skills because IQ doesn't really matter.
No,
either.
Yeah,
but like it's just skills.
If you can build good,
yeah. Like, I mean, you need a bit of everything, right? You obviously would love a surgeon because obviously, you know, like, who wouldn't want
a surgeon? Surgeon's going to be run
ragged. In this very short time period, you can't be running these auditions. Yeah. I'm just saying this is not happening.
Why not?
In a short space of time.
Well, so what you got, like half a day probably.
Well, before chaos really
from
happens.
Knowing, from global knowledge of it to shit going down, you've probably got half a day of being able to move without the shit.
Because you imagine... the police force would probably work for a period of time, knowing obviously that everything's now worthless. And they could just go back to their homes and families to try and save them. But what do you think there would still be just an equilibrium that would just stick for a period of time?
I don't know.
Or do you think that chaos would happen? Because I don't think
chaos would happen overnight. Yeah. Because if it
builds, like, can we not just press a button and get our money back? It's like, ooh, we'll figure something out. Mm. It's like, we don't know.
I reckon.
Equally, as soon as problems start happening,
you can't even phone anyone. You use the army. Are fucked. Internet's gone.
You'd use the army straight away. And, you know, governments need to use armies in those situations.
Yeah, but then the army, like you say, with that security force dilemma.
Yeah, but they've been brainwashed to kind of love the country and the flag, haven't they?
I think that's not true. You gotta make sure, people know you're being satirical there. Because
the guys going to Vietnam were fucking brainwashed.
Yeah, well, they were also like
Dehumanize the other side is what they. That was their challenge.
And also,
they should make sure that they didn't give a fuck.
Right?
Yeah,
Vietnam was like the last war of that kind. Like, sure. It's hard.
But
to,
I still think there's got to be a level of kind of like acceptance that you're just running. You're fodder for the most part as well. Mm. Getting thrown into these pointless walls.
This is a different thing, though. This is about soldiers.
Yeah, no,
what I'm
like,
saying about,
in
terms of civic control, it's all about the perception of control and the perception of organization. As long as somebody thinks that somebody above them knows what the fuck is going on, generally speaking, people would be okay.
Yeah.
So in that situation where money is nothing and, you need just to project confidence and strength. So you'd need a leader who'd be like, right, we're going to use the army to make sure that nobody fucks about. We're going to sort this out.
Yeah.
Everyone calm the fuck down. That
And also... with the farting thing, it's a power play.
The farting thing.
I'm showing confidence, be like, making people fart for me.
You would make them
Who's
fart.
Who's in that queue? Who's like, what's the
So you're a billionaire.
Yeah, you're at the back of this queue.
Ready to go down into the vault.
You can see a massive queue forming. Like, what's everyone queuing for?
We're just queuing to go fart for
the master.
Oh, I shouldn't have had Domino's last night.
Yeah.
That's such
I don't know if my fart's going to be good or not. I'm going to find out until we get there.
Oh, yeah, blood to
You don't have to fart for this guy. I'd go to that guy.
And then I run up and I'm like, please let me in. Have you got a toilet in there?
Okay, hold on.
I've just filled my trues. I really need you to let me in. Otherwise, I'm doing the rest of the apocalypse with my pants filled with the horrible shit.
Just suffering. But
just shitting himself and left outside the
bunker. I think everyone would just, hunker down in their own homes and try and figure out what's going on.
But I do...
Would terrestrial TV still work? I guess it would. Or would it not? Would a solar flare
really
wipe that out as well?
Yeah,
I'm not sure what it would wipe out. We're saying the internet's dead. We're
saying
phones don't
work. It's a massive electromagnetic burst, I think.
So anything electric is fucked.
Basically, yes.
It would
take them back to candles and...
Yeah. Anything that requires electricity to work, consider it possibly affected.
We've gone back 300 years, basically.
And in a way that isn't easily repairable either, not just like a turn it back on once it's stopped, like a, this is blown, components would need to be repaired, things would need to be, rebuilt. So, it could happen. But, I mean, I'm not one of these people that wants to spread more doom. At the moment, especially, there's a huge amount of, like, World War III is going to happen. And, I mean, obviously, I went on record a few years ago and said COVID's probably going to be like swine flu, and obviously it wasn't. but, like, at the same time, I do feel like it's important to be, like, you know, there's a lot of talk about World War III at the moment, and honestly, it's a lot of, you know, obviously we're in a really hot situation right now, but it's not... I don't want to add to this with like, what would you do in an apocalypse? I don't want to add to the daily noise necessarily because we think that we want to talk about this necessarily because we think like World War III is happening.
Well, you heard about
I'm just thinking about people living their daily life and like they listen to our podcast and they're like, fucking hell, they're talking about living in a bunker.
Well,
then they open the news and they see this shit and it's like...
Angle I took was, what would you do in a solar flare? And I talked about farting. That was my angle.
That's true, yeah.
You were just more interested in the correlation between fart-based knowledge and a solar flare.
Answer.
So there's not even going to the bunkers. We're fine. We're fitting the solar flare actually only
I
just
still
blew,
wouldn't mind a queue.
Knocked things out for a... For 3 days, like, you know, but we've got it back online, and now Trot's more interested in what he can learn through farts.
What age do they start conscription?
18.
And what is there a cap? What's the oldest?
Yeah, what's the top end?
The top end.
Well,
were we in that?
It would depend.
We're going to get sent
but
out.
I think
would
in,
we get sent?
In, well, the last draft for the
would
UK.
Would you go or would you figure
World
out
War II,
a new life somewhere else?
Would I fight? Well, only 23% of Britons surveyed recently in a YouGov poll. I think it was YouGov.
23%.
I didn't get
said that they would serve. Whilst places like Finland, for example, who've basically been sort of worrying about Russia for years and years and years because they share a border with them, like something like 86% of Finns said they would fight to defend their country. It's all about I mean, there's loads. I am not the most informed person to ask about this, so perhaps go and listen to.
I'm glad you asked him, Ross.
A few other things, but like there's a really good podcast called The News Agents that I've been listening to recently with Emily Matlis and a couple of other people. She was the one that interviewed Prince Andrew in the time they told her he couldn't sweat.
What crazy.
And like there's the rest is politics with
the rest is entertainment the other day.
Yeah, there's like a whole
series. Sorry, that's terrible.
But
podcast like Pepsi Max there.
But like they talk about this a lot more and about like conscription and the realities of basically the bottom line is about the recent chat about conscription is that you can only successfully conscript within a country if popular opinion is for a war.
Oh really?
Currently,
so can't force you then.
It won't work. You will have rebellions. If more than half your population is going, no, we don't want to fight this war. Come and make us. And you've only got 70,000 soldiers in the entire army. How are you going to make 60 million people, 30 million people go and fight a war with 70,000 soldiers?
It's simple, right? Really.
The difference will come is if a Russian missile lands on a factory or something somewhere. You know, say opinion on a war changes as soon as, you know, your parent or sibling gets blown up by an enemy rocket.
Real motivation.
Yeah. But obviously that's way away. Also, the EU just approved $50 billion for support for Ukraine, which is fucking amazing in geopolitics news.
Because they're using them as a kind of a blocker.
Yeah.
Because otherwise then we really have to get involved. It's going to cost a lot more than 50
billion. Obviously it's not, like, war in general is fucking horrendous, but it's the right decision to keep supporting Ukraine, I think, in terms of geopolitics and stability in the world, if you want my 2 cents. What, should we talk about something else?
Yeah, there's other things. Let's go to the funny stuff, I think. Funny as in, I found this, I don't know if this was sent to me or I saw it. Anyway, the headline is Australian man escapes jail for exposing his penis at Hungry Jack's after a Super Viagra orgy.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, so Australian man escapes jail for exposing his penis at Hungry Jack's after Super Viagra orgy.
What's Super Viagra?
So Hungry Jack's is,
Australian Burger King.
It brings many questions, doesn't it? Yeah. Is it just an Australian Burger King?
It's literally Australian Burger King.
It's got the same logo.
It's got the exact same logo, but it's called Hungry Jack's.
Hungry Jack's in a BAP
is
the logo.
That's the logo. Anyway, it says he's escaped jail for visiting Hungry Jack's drive-thru with a visible erection after claiming he was suffering from the effects of Super Viagra.
So he had to let it out, obviously. So he'd be pushing against his...
at what point do you have to let it out?
Well, it's Viagra.
You can just wear trousers and kind of tuck it in the belt.
You could up-tuck, yeah, for sure.
I need to wear a onesie.
Extra, or like onesie. I have to wear something softer. I'll put some trackies on.
Hang
a coat on it.
I get a couple of bits of wide duct tape, tape it to my belly,
duct tape.
Then get into a onesie.
Fucking hell.
What are you dealing with?
Just think of the removal process.
Pole.
Anyway.
Do you think that it was a genetic oversight that penises aren't long enough to just rest the tip in your belly button?
It doesn't rest in it, though.
Like, imagine if you could just...
Plug it in.
It's like an electric car. Yeah.
To be fair, some have curved penises.
Some do, and some have long enough ones to put it into your belly button.
It's a huge oversight.
It's a huge oversight.
An underutilized belly button.
Once you say the belly button, what are you expecting? That it's going to hold it there, like a suction cup?
Yeah, like a car charger. You know, like
just plug it in. Don't worry, it's just storing it there for until later use.
Anyway,
his lawyer, Peter Maley, told the court his client had taken a substance known as Pitbull Super. There you go, if you want to grab that.
Pitbull Super.
Which is a Super Viagra. Super Viagra.
I like that they've name checked the
Pitbull Super. The substance, which contains multiple erectile dysfunction medicines, promises on the packet to give a man an erection that lasts for days.
Sounds like
it
works.
Which I've heard is a terrible thing and shouldn't really be. Like, apparently, after, is it 4 hours?
Yeah.
That's considered priapism.
Oh my God. Yeah, because.
And then you just see a doctor.
Yeah.
And then they need to bloody drain it with an actual, like, syringe.
Sounds
horrible.
Pitbull Super. I've got it here. One single pill. Natural formulation, apparently.
Oh God, here's the logo. Yeah, the logo's on here.
Pitbull Super lasts for days. It's £14, single dose.
Stay wild.
Stay wild. It lasts for days, though.
That's banned, isn't it?
You have to have a plan. 62,000 milligrams.
Look how intimidating that pill is.
Is that
as well?
What I said? Why is it not in a killer?
It's just like a jet black pill surrounded by like a red stroke.
Natural formula. Long lasting, no headache. There you go. Anyway, that's if you really, really want a Super Viagra and you're like, I really want a boner for several days.
I'm going to need this up for
days. I don't know why would you need it for days. Anyway,
62,000
milligrams. That's not important. He seemed like he needed it. He said it had the desired effect. After enjoying his time with a number of young ladies, 51-year-old Richardson reportedly remained rigid, and when his penis began to split, he started to panic.
What?
So he went for a feed.
What? Sorry, what?
Sorry,
split.
Started to split.
This is what?
His penis started
supposedly,
to split.
Supposedly, yeah. Says he explained that Richardson's genitals were too sensitive to wear shorts, so he draped a towel over the affected area.
That's good. That's good.
And
drape
went
it.
Through the drive-thru of Hungry Jack's, the home of the Whopper across the ditch.
Why is there no clarification on what splitting?
I say this is written by a New Zealand. Across the ditch is probably a term that we don't use. That's not our term.
Okay, carry on.
Anyway, it was reported that his tumescence was witnessed by a 16-year-old worker who was reduced to tears by the experience. So, I mean, how did he escape jail? I don't know. I'm guessing he was in his car with a towel draped over his erect penis. Sick. And he's like, I'm getting a burger.
Ultimately, like, the fact he's erect, as long as he wasn't like, stick a burger on my dick. You
this
know,
is
like,
it. Oh, yeah, I'm guessing it was just a case of, ooh, I've seen something I shouldn't see.
I saw an erection.
Didn't see the erection, just saw a lifted towel.
Yeah.
I mean...
Magic trick.
Hang on, does it say... Hang on, sorry. What does that say? Boners are better at Hungry Jack's, the paper thundered in the front page headline.
Fuck's sakes.
Actions as a Whopper fallacy. It generated a vibrant debate on Talkback Radio, where host Ray Hadley described Richardson's explanation as a load of poppycock. The magistrate has tumbled for the greatest load of crap I've heard in my life, he claimed.
So he thinks it didn't happen.
Well, I don't know. It feels like it feels like a kink thing, almost. Why would you leave your home when you can order?
He was hungry.
I don't think you can.
Can't you order?
Maybe not. Is this New Zealand or Australia?
Australia. It's in Australia.
Right. So,
across the ditch from New Zealand.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, the ditch. That famously narrow ditch of a giant fucking ocean.
Anyway.
Yeah.
The judge agreed that he should have been at the doctor's rather than a Hungry Jack's drive-thru.
Agreed.
And his decision had backfired quite dramatically.
But if you're hungry,
did anything actually... No, nothing actually...
He got handed a nine-month good behaviour bond. So I'm guessing anything happens in 9 months, he's straight to jail. Do not pass go.
You better stay flaccid for 9 months.
I don't know if it's like a penis punishment.
Cock cage. 9 months.
A cock cage. Man, that wouldn't be quite the punishment. Yeah, put him in a cock cage and then make him eat one of these pills again.
Oh, my God.
It'd be like a fucking Play-Doh. He'd just...
Talk about just split.
Comes out star shaped.
Yeah,
I'm just baffled.
Damages all the tissue
that they just skirted over the fact that the penis started to split, and then they just moved on with
this
the story.
This is it. This is what's kind of weird. They've not like, been like, how did it split, and why is that relative to you wanting to go to Hungry Jack's?
I don't believe it started to split. I don't believe that your body...
He probably said
your...
it hurt so much it felt like it was about to split.
Yeah.
Or like it was so engorged that he felt like
is it like
gonna
a colloquial term? Maybe.
Sorry.
Like getting an erection is called like getting a split.
I don't think so.
In Australia. Banana split.
The way they phrase it doesn't seem like
it's... I wouldn't put it past those animals, but no, I don't think so.
What the fuck?
Animals? What? The what Australian the people?
Don't just say
what.
Your
words, not mine. You
well,
just
that's
said
what you're assuming.
No, you said the Australian people.
You said those animals.
Okay,
anyway, Jesus, I apologise to our Australian listeners, if there are any.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
They're all gone.
They're all just at Hungry Jack's. Clearly.
with that earth splitting. Like, yeah.
So he just said the pill was too strong.
It does make
I'm surprised
hungry.
It's legal to sell that stuff. I was in a lot of pain. I wasn't trying to flash myself at anyone. I just wanted to grab a feed and go home.
You just wanted a feed.
Said
like a horse.
Several days to recover from the effects of Super Viagra.
What?
Well, because he probably just had an aching erection for several days.
I just feel like. It's not a part. It's the way they said. Oh, took me a couple of days to recover from the dick pill I bought off of the. I just feel like
it must have been. Throbbing.
In what way are you talking about any of this stuff casually? Like you know, I got a dick pill. It made me hard for 3 days.
This guy
then I went to get some burgers and got in trouble.
This guy took the pill and went to a fucking Burger King.
I feel like you want
his level of normal.
Right?
I think so.
His level
of
normal
is
so much.
I think that's what they're alluding to. The fact that he clearly wanted it to be a thing.
Yeah.
So you know. Yeah, it's weird. Very strange.
Yeah.
So you don't recommend that brand particularly then?
I don't...
Well, Hungry Jack's.
I reckon that's
it
a big ad.
It sounds dangerous.
That sounds
it
like a big
seem
ad.
Like,
Pitbull XL? No, wait.
How is that a big ad? Oh, you're going to have a boner for days, but it's going to ache so much that you have to have also like several days recovery time.
Well, it's not fake. It definitely works.
Apparently so. Yeah.
So
is that tagline like, get a cock like a illegal breed?
What does it say? Does it say it's just like basically several Viagras in one? He just said multiple.
Although, like, okay. This is the thing, though. Like, you can buy it without a prescription. I don't know whether you can do that in the UK. Can you get Viagra without a prescription?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, can you? Yeah, fair enough.
Should I Google it? I don't know if I want that in my head.
I know, you're going to get so many cookies as well. Like, that's the main thing they're trying to sell you. And then you look up your details, and then you're never going to stop getting Viagra.
Oh, I got another 10 emails. What are they? Oh.
They were cold calling you, but now they have proof that you're interested. Yes. You know, so.
You get them anyway.
Yeah.
God damn.
Okay, well, we can move on to something different. We mentioned F1 last week about the funny names.
That's true.
There was some drama today, which was
big drama in the
F1
fans.
Yeah. It's not funny. It's just the fact that Lewis Hamilton's been with Mercedes for a long time.
He's not left Mercedes.
He's going to, in 2025, to Ferrari.
Oh, my God.
Which is a massive deal, really. Because he was always, you know, waving the Mercedes flags.
Was his car always red anyway?
No.
It's going to be now, isn't it?
No. I mean, was he with Ferrari? No.
That's huge.
He was with McLaren before.
I mean, he might as well, I suppose.
But, yeah. So, I mean, that's an interesting.
Aren't they all basically the same car anyway? Don't really matter. Mm-hmm.
Well, not really, I guess, otherwise. Well, I mean, they're all, like, within a few milliseconds of each other. Yeah, no, which is always kind of crazy. You know, the difference is in milliseconds. But, yes, it'd be interesting to see the difference. I think it spices the F1 up a bit
more. Does it?
Because rather than just, like, staying with the same
team. Currently in Ferrari that's going to get, like, demoted because
probably Carlos Sainz will be taken out, I reckon, because, I think he's probably the
Get benched.
Yeah.
Maybe anyway. He'll go to Mercedes.
Maybe.
Great swap.
Or we're saying that, I think Perez, yeah, again, it's
just,
yeah.
It's all just new branding opportunities, let's be honest. Like as in, this could be, like, end of Lewis, like, the last few years of Lewis Hamilton's, like, stature in this, like, sport. But, like, not that I care about these things, but, like, as in, he gets to go to a new brand, Ferrari, and then there'll be a bunch of new brand deals and new sponsorships he'll be able to get because of his new association with this new thing. He's new news again, you know? Yeah.
Like, maybe he's like, I don't want a Maybach. I want a new, one of the newer Ferraris in my roster. As I retire, and they'll be given to him for free because he's now waving the Ferrari flag.
And all the other luxury Italian brands will be like, "Hey, we know you're a Ferrari guy. We want to sponsor you now."
Yeah, although I can't imagine he's worried about money. He's got.
I know it's weird, but I mean, I guess it scales up, doesn't it? They're probably always worried about money.
Everything's relative, yeah.
But I don't think they're worried.
It is nuts.
The word "worry" is the wrong word.
Worried about winning,
you know. Yeah. It's nice to have several Ferraris in the garage, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I don't think that's the reason. It can't be the reason. I think he's probably just bored at fucking the fact that Mercedes haven't been doing well for the last few years. And also, there was a whole drama of him missing out on.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
That last win against Verstappen.
And he's blaming...
No, I don't think he's blaming Mercedes. Well, Mercedes just got shit, really shit, after that. Like, they changed the rules, some of the rules on certain builds of the cars, and then the cars
no more Lego.
Were shit. Anyway,
can't use
we're
Lego.
Not on F1 podcast.
All I know about F1 is that it fucked up a lot of our Uber rides in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yes. No,
because of the construction of the Vegas
track. I think
track.
The residents of Vegas kind of hated it.
No, I'm sure they do.
It was big upheaval.
But don't worry, you got it for the next, 10 years?
Something like that, yeah.
Lol.
Anyway, well, that's the F1 news for you. We don't have to do an F1 segment all this time. This came up this morning and I thought, I'll mention it.
New drama.
We also mentioned the fact that the name changed last week, which is kind of stupid.
That was really stupid.
What was it again? Cash App.
Oh, God, yeah.
PayPal or something.
Cash App Visa. Visa Cash App
RB1. Visa RB1 or some shit, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's an interesting talking point, F1, because it is like one of the more absurd, decadent sports of our era. And there's stuff to talk about there in reflection of, you know.
Should we talk about darts instead? You a fan of darts?
I like playing darts.
I think we should bring back rave comedic juggling.
Comedic juggling?
Yeah. Where did
comedic
it go? Juggling. When did it go? When did you last see it?
Is that a sport?
Do you mean
just
like tumbling?
80s, 90s, when the people could go on stage and their main thing could be
to juggle.
Juggling whilst throwing a few candid jokes out there as well.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
Joking and juggling.
Where did that go?
Jokeling.
I don't know. I think, is there much demand for it? I suppose is there a demand for it is the real question.
Does it matter?
But
is there
a demand for TikTok dances? You see a load of them anyway.
I think there must be, clearly, if it's continued to be successful.
I reckon if we just start juggling.
There could be jugglers on TikTok. I'm not. Yeah, it's not.
Are they cracking jokes?
For that.
Are they cracking cool jokes?
I couldn't tell you. I've not done any research on this.
Like they're juggling. And they're pretending like, oh, I can't juggle.
Well, you're just coming out with some really weird, wacky curveballs today, Trot. And
probably have some sort of disease or something.
What? Wackiness disease?
Wacky disease, yeah.
Yeah.
Just inhale too many 3D fumes.
Yeah. You're getting your brain melting.
You tell.
Smooth face.
I think I've been immersed in
smooth face. I always thought the 3D printer stuff, I was just like, ow, the fumes will be fine. But, you know.
No, it's really bad for you.
The microparticles. It's tiny particles.
No, it's the fact that UV resin, the liquid stuff that I use, is highly toxic and you can develop a serious allergy for them if it has contact with you. Also, the IPA I use to wash away the bad resin is extremely pungent and gets into the air.
So and
I just live
too,
in that, yeah.
The lungs are taking a double hit. Well, I wish you all the best, Chris Trott, with your...
I'll print out real cool minis, though.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. We got something out of it.
Maybe you should get, like, an industrial extraction system go into the room you have your printer in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just do it over where the hob is. So you can...
Do you have an extraction system?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. Okay. I got little fans and stuff.
But, like, does it take it out of the room?
Yeah, yeah. Right, it goes out the window.
Nice. Well, that's good.
Yeah, but
now it's nature's problem.
Or I could suck it up and not be a little puss.
Well, there is that.
I could adapt.
That is the methodology.
If I breathe
that,
enough IPA, I can learn to breathe with it.
Yeah,
true.
And then
people
you
live
60
with asbestos
and all
for
the,
many years, right?
I mean, there's a huge... Quite a few of my family members have worked in industrial settings with chemicals and things like that. And
they're fine.
Well,
fine,
there's always been this like big anti-PPE like element to being a... trade or industrial person.
Well, I don't mean that.
I mean, I don't know whether it exists so
much.
Why
are you using gloves on that?
Yeah. Oh,
just build up the callus in your hands.
200 degrees. I can't quite grab it with my hands. No, I just grab it. Oh, bloody hell.
Big girl's blouse. Big girl's blouse. Yeah. hopefully that's not the case anymore. But it does seem like it fucks you up pretty bad.
So. It's like work peer pressure.
Yeah, it is. It is exactly that. It's a weird, bizarre like enforcement of a lack of change through peer pressure against something that's clearly a good idea.
Mm. We're not using a mask, are you, pussy? As he coughs up his lungs.
Yeah. Toxic masculinity masking hidden anxiety, right?
I guess so, yeah. The worry that they haven't done that, so that you will be living with a different set of advantages maybe than they will. I don't know. Or rather, they need to start worrying about it. By projecting a sense of you don't need to worry about it, they don't need to engage with their own anxiety. So yeah, pretty much, yeah. Pretty much 101. Pretty much any kind of communication issue comes down to, doesn't it?
But really back to the fighting, which I think is really the big matter at hand here. Maybe we should get some training.
What if... Training? Do you think there's a way to create, like, data that is in an aerosol gas form? So, like, you know... Yeah. Like, yeah, how would you do it?
Like, you spray the air and it's like, oh, it's the new music I want, the album, thank you. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean.
The way of sharing data through aerosol.
It's the aerosol.
Yeah. So you could compress any form of data into an aerosol. How would that work in your mind? And go on, solve it.
So it's more about like the aerosol, I think, would be easy, right?
Yeah.
So you have all your data in aerosol form. It's essentially zeros and ones, right?
I guess so.
You just fucking scatter them to the wind, right?
But then they're all out of order, though, because they're in an aerosol.
Well, that's the important thing. So you need a collection system.
That already knows exactly what to look for.
Which reorients
it. So you don't need the aerosol. Yeah, you need the thing that already knows what it's looking for.
Yeah. You just essentially have a copy, and it looks cool when you spray it. I don't know.
What's your idea?
I don't think this will work.
Okay.
Personally, but I'm... Did you see that they've actually done their first human trials on Neuralink?
No.
Oh, they have?
They've initiated them. Mm. So I don't think there's any results yet, but that person could be dead right now.
Who accepted that? Because there's been a lot of animals dying.
People fucking queue up for that shit. People are like, I want to be the first one. Because they're all just about clout and likes and whatever shit. They're like, oh, I get to say I did it. And then like... Oh, great, you're horrendously brain damaged.
Get the air gun.
Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry, this is just you signed up.
Holy shit, we had to execute Zoella last week.
Stupid idiot signed the paperwork, didn't even think. She just said, hey, I'm going to get more likes for this.
She came in with an Apple Vision on, and we just bolted her in the back of the head. And,
yeah, that'll be interesting to see what happens, though, with that. Maybe you could use aerosols to.
I feel
send
like,
data
unfortunately,
to their
Elon Musk has tainted. All of those companies for me.
Yeah.
Like SpaceX is incredible and what they're doing is amazing and I love to follow it. Elon Musk has tainted it because he's at the top of it.
Yeah.
Tesla, same thing. Mm-hmm. He's kind of tanked the whole market and the brand for me. And Neuralink, again, is like, it's just Elon playing God with our brains. Mm. And that's just a little worrying for me. It's like, there's someone at the top there that can just tell all these engineers and scientists to go in this direction instead of that direction, not for the benefit of humankind, for his ego.
Yeah.
And that's my big worry about the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's like, sure, it may be beneficial eventually, but to what end and why is he doing it really?
Mm-hmm.
It's worrying.
And also, like, if you extrapolate that, like, think about how countries, like, governments run countries, right? Like, right now, we don't, well, most democracies don't like a centralized single point of
private companies
power.
Well. Yeah.
Exactly. Now, if these companies are going to become more and more entwined with how we live our lives, like turning into a more like corporation-ran country, not necessarily ours, America, lots of other European countries, who the fuck knows, China, like, think about how dangerous it is. You're absolutely right to have a person like that at the top who essentially is now running a country as well.
He's an egomaniac.
This is what, I mean, it happens. I think it happens to these people because they are, you become a victim of your own success and you turn into a nutcase. Like, I think there's a certain point when you reach a certain level of power and innovation and control and all those sort of elements where you need to step down and give that to a board of people. You need to democratize decision making.
We've mentioned Elon Musk before and slagged him off and stuff without really explaining the reasons why, because it feels like everyone should know, but there are people saying that, oh, how did he get to those positions anyway? How has he managed to do that? He's obviously very smart. He's obviously very, you know, talented in some ways to be able to get to those positions.
Yeah.
But I think also, like, it's a bit of a snowball. Once you get a large amount of money, you can just buy companies that know how to do these things and they run themselves anyway, right?
Yeah.
Because I can imagine being an actual CEO would take a lot of fucking time and energy, and I don't think you could probably ask most CEOs of most companies whether they actually have time to tweet at all.
I'm not denying he's not smart.
No,
and
but
he's
as
very
in like,
good at like
he spends all of his time doing that shit.
Oh yeah.
Whereas like, how does he have any free time at all to do any of that stuff when he's got like six companies or five different massive multi-billion-dollar companies?
Like you say,
they're all being run by other people.
Yeah.
And so like you can kind of trust that they might be there's someone with their head switched on that knows what they're doing with these companies.
Like,
yeah, there's an egomaniac at the top. But there's got to be something out of these companies that's working properly.
Mm-hmm.
He was lucky to be born into wealth,
of course,
as well. And so he always had that leg up to get started.
I think he denies it, doesn't he?
Like, money makes
money. He's clearly a mental, like, kind of... He clearly has several issues, like... personally, like, you know, obviously. Sure. There's all sorts of crazy shit going on with Elon Musk. I don't need to even touch on that. I think it's more about, like how companies get made, how the decision-making ends up going, the kind of people, personalities involved in getting these things made and then eventually running them and turning them into something. I mean, like you say, it's at the point now where a lot of these big companies, not necessarily just him and his stupid name, but other huge companies around the world all have massive impacts on all of your lives, but you have no ability to vote on that impact. And people are like, well, you just don't buy their products. And it's like, well, it's not really, like, you know, it's like consumer activism is a weak antidote to the power they have. It needs the same thing with all the stuff we talk about, same with like AI, all this
needs
shit.
A good solar flare.
It needs legislation. It needs people, smart people coming together and deciding how we're going to actually handle all these things.
Well, we predicted the Crocoman and it could actually be real with these human trials.
Yeah. I think
I assume he's kind of.
What if the flip side of this is, you're right about the whole tainting thing, and like, you know, Neuralink is not just about controlling. I mean, it could be used for that, I guess, one day, but also it could be used for
military.
But it could also be used for health. You know, it could be used for like helping people walk again. It could be used for like so many other like people overcoming disabilities,
motor neuron.
I mean, and these
military
things
weapons.
As well. So
the drones alone, fuck me.
Yeah, Jesus. You don't even need to get that complicated to develop terrifying weapons.
Like, drones are horrifying.
People are a
use case for those is insane in like a war zone.
Yeah, they are.
Because they are just fucking kamikazing into people and just like dropping bombs. And it's just like, you hear buzzing above, you're fucked. But like also, look at the crazy displays at New Year's of all these drones working in coordination. Imagine a swarm of those fuckers chasing you down in a war zone. That would be the fucking worst. I mean, obviously, and that's the next step. That's probably way better than those little fucking dogs that can run around.
Yeah.
And those are just backup just to finish off the, you know.
Well, actually, it depends on your it depends on your monetary value, actually. Yeah. So I'll keep you, I'll make you feel a little bit more secure. You're probably never going to be chased. Well, maybe not in any time soon. Chased by a swarm of drones that are going to kill you because it'd be too expensive. You're not worth it. You're probably worth less than $1,000 as a soldier. So, as in that, you personally, if you were conscripted, again, I was reading, I don't know, some of the Wall Street Journal's analysis of munition use or something like that. But basically, there's a load of like guided rockets and drones and shit that could be shot down that are coming into Ukraine. But the reason is that when a drone costs $20,000 and an anti-air missile costs like $400 million or something, well, not that, but Patriot missile systems are like exceedingly expensive to use. You basically can only use certain munitions on certain threats. So, like, the all likelihood is you're still going to be getting nailed by a hand grenade strapped to a 3D printed drone rather than the ones you saw at New Year's Eve. Yeah. So, if that helps, you know, it's not going to get much.
How would you count? So, let's say you can see there's a drone there.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think could be good at countering? Like a net gun?
Yeah, so like artillery positions.
Something that just fires a net out? Because I think that's probably the cheapest
and
easiest thing. You can just kind of fire nets out there. So at least grabs them and disables them somewhere. There's something easier than
that, but it's more expensive. Electronic warfare systems.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of ways to do it. So they do the net thing.
I saw those, but they use drones to then destroy those as well because they used EMP things or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can actually broadcast like in an area, like area denial. So like but the problem is it interferes with all other sort of shit. Yeah. But yeah, essentially you can scramble the transmission wavelength that they use. So I think it's used like the 5.8 gigahertz spectrum is usually what they use. That's why
my Wi-Fi is on the blink.
Yeah, so that's where 5G is in that part of the spectrum. It's where TV used to be, I think. Right. Analog TV used to be in the spectrum. But no, yeah, you're right. But with like artillery positions, they if they're prepared enough, they'll put up huge nets amongst the trees that are hard to spot. So that when a targeting drone comes in, it'll stop the drone in that. Very practical. But like it's
the ones that are high
practical.
Up and then they drop a bomb, that's scary as well.
What just about
loads of those videos going around?
Like a metal umbrella.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a shield, what you're describing.
Yeah, and then you duck down into a dome.
Yeah. Like a dome umbrella. Just a giant a dome metal umbrella. Ball that you can roll around in, like a hamster ball.
Yep.
That's gonna be quite a heavy umbrella.
Sounds like a
yeah, it will be. But then I've got an exoskeleton suit.
They have used those drones. They use those against tanks as well. They just blow those up. Yeah.
Different. Like
what kind of metal umbrella are you using this better?
Well, Captain America shield style.
It's
like
kind
vibranium.
Of shocking how effective those fuckers are. And it's just like that's the next step, isn't it? We're seeing it.
So we need to build bunkers.
Anyway, it's so harrowing because there was a guy who literally put his hands up to one, and it's just like it doesn't surrender. It's not going to accept your surrender.
I think he might be
that's crazy.
But that's war. But you're not just seeing technology there. You're seeing war. I mean, obviously, again, I'm not trying to pretend to be an expert on this shit. So please don't think that I am. But it's
we
just
keep
horrendous.
Saying that you are a resident.
I do
have
no, you, no,
that's
I know.
Our fault.
But I know you're not. But some people are like, you know, I'm trying to explain
None
the things I've read and stuff, and I'm not. But like, yeah, it's just horrendous. It's absolutely horrific. But it's weird because it's part of everyday life because you see it on the platforms you use. And this is why we're talking
this
about
is the
it.
Problem.
It's everyday life.
Chronic online consumption.
Mm, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
you say
yeah.
it, but it's an awareness as well because I think it's like.
But what are you going to do with that?
Because those fuckers queuing up at World War I saying, yeah, let's get involved.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have to worry about that shit. Although they weren't fully aware of what was going to happen when they got there.
Why
like,
are
oh,
you
fuck,
aware?
This is actually terrible.
You don't have to be aware of it and therefore worry about it.
But they were queuing up to get involved because they were like, yeah, we'll G'd up, fight for their country and stuff.
Yeah.
Obviously, we know the realities of what that's going to look like. Mm-hmm. And also the people fucking saying, do this, do that, don't get touched at all. They're in their fucking diamond
but
palaces.
But you know that now. So now
diamond palaces.
They're a diamond protected
Everything's
dome.
Made of diamond.
And they're just calling the shots and they get to live out the rest of their
all
lives
I'm saying
without
is,
any kind of guilt.
You are,
like
you're
George
aware
w.
of
Bush.
The harrowing scenario of war, so you don't need to consume any more of it.
Oh no, yeah, but it's very much thrown into
it's
your
just
face.
Making you worse in your day to day life.
Yeah.
Just worried about a drone coming out of the sky.
Well, I don't worry about it here. But if I was in a
I think
war
the worst
zone.
Case scenario is if they combine a New Year's drone display like Godzilla, running at you, and that is all drones in a war. Like that is charging
cool.
you,
like the Gandalf dragon firework.
Yeah.
But
hey, look over the hill.
Holy shit. We don't know if that's a complex light display or they've actually got a Robo-Godzilla. We
I'm
can't
not really sure. Is it firing at us? Oh, my God.
Use the nuke. Yes, we tricked them into using the nuke. Yeah. Munitions War 1.
Yeah, right. Fuck.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Because that's what was happening like World Wars as well. They'd put like prop tanks and prop airfields up. So they would create whole false areas of of pretend places so that Germans would drop bombs on false targets and use munitions. It's all a big part of war. So that very much could happen one day.
Wasn't that what they did in the filming of Dunkirk? They had a load of cardboard cutouts that are waving.
Oh, you're
same
doing,
as
yeah.
Commando.
Yeah.
The film Commando with... Yes. Is it Stallone or is it Schwarzenegger?
I think that
I'm
was.
Not sure, but basically, yeah, there's just a load, like, real explosions.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a load of flapping dummies, like, just waving in the wind next to it.
Have you seen Masters of the Air yet? The new Band of Brothers thing?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's really a new Band of Brothers thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice. I don't know what it is
about Apple TV or people just ignore Apple TV, but there's.
It's not even talked about.
It's bizarre.
It's just not anywhere. Like it's. Yeah.
So it's the third, like, installment. So obviously, Pacific came after. Band of Brothers. Oh. This is now called Masters of the Air, and it's about US bomber command, like basically like when the Americans entered the war and followed.
Which is what all the only thing that matters, right?
World
when
War
America
II.
Got involved.
Well, it wasn't going very well until they did.
No. So do we thank the Japanese or...
you thank Hitler for trying to attack Russia. But don't thank him for anything.
we should be thanking any of these people.
But yeah, basically, it's about their bomber command, and it's I just wondered if you'd seen it. But it's interesting because you're talking about the flappy like cardboard shit in films and stuff. I wasn't that impressed with the CG in the new one. No spoilers. The Masters of the Air.
Oh right.
Some of the CGI, specifically when the bombers are like taxiing on like driveways and stuff, I was like, maybe my television's too big. But that doesn't look very real.
This is too enlarged.
Yeah, yeah.
Shrink it down.
I think you need to watch it on the true experience.
You need to watch it on your phone.
No.
Use the phone speaker.
Yeah. Apple wants you to watch it on the new Apple Vision Pro.
Oh,
and
God,
then it's
going
to look amazing.
Yeah, maybe. Because then I can look around the scene.
Yeah.
I can turn around.
Honey, this film's great.
I can turn around and watch the cameraman and light people just go like...
But also,
I'll let you
like...
watch after.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
So cool.
We could not
what a
afford...
shared experience.
Are you
watching it on
serious?
The laptop? Is it good? I don't know. Can you see my eyes?
Are you distracting me? I'm going to crown you out now. Just going to full immersion.
No, I am paying attention.
Don't look at my eyes.
Honey, stop talking. Your ugly AI demon representation is freaking me the fuck out.
Those look so warped. Yeah.
It has been interesting seeing the reviews coming out for the Apple Vision Pro.
Yeah.
Like, obviously... I'm
Marcus
very excited.
Was pretty in depth. I like that.
I think the Verge one was really good too.
Oh, okay.
If you've watched that one, basically, it's exactly what you'd imagine. It's incredible technology, and they've really pushed that technology, and they're creating new names for it, spatial computing when it's VR.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like there's no like killer feature on it that's like this is better than using a laptop or having a TV. There's no like app on it. You know, like iPhones, it had like. Mm-hmm. Certain things on it. It's like this is worth amalgamating an iPod,
exactly.
A phone, and
exactly.
A thing.
It was the music, it was the phone, it was the computer, it was the calendar, it was the email.
And they put it into a nice form factor.
Yeah.
Apple Vision Pro is not the thing that's going to replace or amalgamate or make better the things that already exist.
I mean, it's
a stepping stone. Like all these products
the thing
are
is tech. Until tech gets as easy as currently. Pick up your phone, look at it, and that's as easy as it is.
Exactly.
It's so accessible for anyone. You can pick it up. There it is.
Yeah.
Oh, all your information is there. You see it. And notifications, whatever. Like, to have to then put a headset on, you've got that awkward kind of barrier.
That's
sure, you can now see everything, which is great. I think that's a really good... That's what you want.
That's
you're good to see everything as well.
They're going in the right
and
direction.
And have these things
them.
Floating in the world. That's cool.
It's smaller,
like,
too.
Yeah.
Like, it's getting smaller.
Yeah, it's getting smaller, but that's they've had to do strange workarounds with an extra battery pack and stuff.
Yeah.
And they've also done the arsehole classic thing where they've made it proprietary, so you couldn't just plug a USB-C into it because they're fucking Apple.
Of course. Yeah.
So, like, it's a stepping stone.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think a lot of these people need... these companies.
These
goddamn
people
need to accept that it's just a goddamn screen, and they need to stop being so excited about it. It's just another form of... That's what I think. I think it's another form of monitor.
I understand
the software integration around the way you can then interact with that monitor.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it's a monitor first. Mm. It's a way you interact with the device, the eye bit of your device.
Yeah, because Siri's dog shit. Still.
Yeah, it is.
Which is absolutely mind-boggling, considering... I mean, you can have a full-blown conversation with the ChatGPT.
Yeah.
And, like, how they haven't got that technology now, or just bought a company that has a capable technology.
But you know what's really sad?
Google, Apple Maps. Apple, it's Apple, like, what is wrong with a company that's got...
Google is rolling back the number of staff it has working on its voice assistant. It's fired loads of people in their voice assistant, which is really sad because I use the Google Home at home. I know Alexa is the other option, and then Siri, I guess, is maybe the third option, right? Are those the big three, like, voice assistants you can think of?
Well, yeah.
So Siri's shit. Mm. Google Assistant, they're rolling support back for it, or rather not working on it as much. And Alexa is okay. I don't know. I don't use it very much.
I'll be honest, though.
It's not really changed.
I fucking hate talking to technology.
Do you?
I find it just... I find it's a barrier. I find it, I don't want to talk out loud to things.
I love it. I love the phone.
Like, obviously, I want a point where it's just like... I like the idea of that you can look at something and activate it by looking at it. Mm-hmm. That's cool. And yeah, obviously, it's not a point where you can just mind read, like, you can't just read your mind. But I just find that talking to technology, turn this on. I just find that that's really still
arbitrary. Well, there's
specific
scenarios where you, the option would be nice, right? But when you've got lube in one hand and you've got your dick in the other and you want the blinds to close, the lights to go out, what are you going to do then, Ross? Exactly. So you're going to just switch off the light with your hand?
Well, but that's what, like, because obviously, I don't even think I've got the feature turned on in these new watches, but supposedly you can tap to, like, access certain things. I don't even think
that. Yeah, clack like a lobster.
Have you even activated that on your, I don't even know if I've got that working. But, like, as in, hand gestures, like, to do things in the world seems a bit more organic to me. Even
it
might look a bit stupid, a bit more
not.
Like,
apparently
come on!
Really, apparently it's really annoying because they've got incredible eye tracking technology in it, right? You have to look at the thing that you interact with, which apparently is not very human, because the amount of things you don't quite look at, but
well,
you're
like you
interacting
say, you're
with.
Jerking it with one hand, lubing constantly, and then you're like looking around, like
you've got
multiple screens of pornography.
You're doing this the whole time, aren't you? Really?
Well, also, you type a message out, right, and you want to like send it to there. You don't have to be looking at it to just press enter, right? Yeah. In order to interact with that window, you have to be looking at it at the time of you interacting with it. So, it's a little
weird. It's a limitation
weird.
Of the interface. Yeah.
It's not
the
solution.
I mean, it's an interesting piece of technology. I mean, and the worst thing about the VR tech demos and stuff, until you use it, you don't fucking know what it's like at all. And I think that's the same with, I don't think you can describe them. You can look at it through a screen and be like, oh, that looks pretty cool. But until you experience it, like, same with the VR we've tried. It's amazing. Yeah, some is really fucking cool, and it's like so immersive once you're in there. But like selling that is so hard,
thing.
I think, until you actually can try it out. Especially if you're selling a product that's like almost $4,000 or whatever.
Well, like you were saying
that's
earlier,
a big sell
about the guy who's like, you can watch it in a minute.
Yeah.
Like, if you think about it, right, when was a lot like $3,500 on a television is a huge amount of money to spend on a television. I don't think I've ever spent that much on a television, right? And so the idea that you'd need to get another one for your significant other if you both want to enjoy something together, and even one of them is more expensive than a TV that you can all enjoy.
That's the problem.
That's a huge challenge.
The Verge raised is like, this is an incredible but incredibly isolating experience. Mm.
This is just like you go home, honey, get your mask on, let's go watch something or chill out. We're cooking with our fucking headsets.
But the whole thing
is a Black Mirror episode. But at the same time, fuck, how cool would it be? You've got the recipe there, you're there just fucking doing everything. There are aspects of it which are quite cool, but it's still early stages. And the sharing element is moving away from that. When you think all those things, the talks about iPhones and stuff, they're like, oh, you can share everything, share all this, share that. That is one step away from it.
Yeah.
That's the opposite
of
what
it really
they're
is, yeah.
all about normally.
That is the biggest fallacy of the tech and social media era, if you want to call it that, as in like maybe the social media era rather than tech, but like, is the idea that we're being brought closer together because we are never more divided. And it's just fucking hilarious that these people say this stuff.
I think we're becoming more aware of it as consumers, but I think the tech is
but
still
it, it's just
to push
like, I can't
that.
Believe, like, I love tech. I love the, you know, like you say, this incredibly expensive device, this Apple Vision thing. We're talking about it right now, which says something. The screen technology, the camera technology, all these things I love. You know, I really love a good screen. I love a good monitor. I love good camera technology. I love all of this stuff. But like, it's when they say to you, like, we're bringing people together, or like, you know, like, you can share everything with the people most important to you. It's like, the people most important to you probably would rather actually see you than have some bullshit thing shared to them.
It's like, it's a stepping stone because they want everyone to be wearing that device. Then you can share things. Yeah. Then you can be like, we're looking at each other. But
I think it's just
you can see my eyes underneath there in the digital form and kind of they look weird and it's just like not quite right. And it's
not necessarily a failure of the direction they're going, it's a failure that their marketing's no longer working.
I think that's
the case.
They just need to accept that, like, of course we want these systems or need some of these systems or technologies out there, but it's just just be fucking honest with us, because, like, you're not. Like, we know what you're fucking doing.
We can see right through the Apple bullshit now.
And the whole privacy thing, you know, like the loss of privacy through digital infrastructure that we've experienced over the last decade, of like us becoming less and less private as people. Everything we have is recorded and shared throughout an entire lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, like we've kind of let that happen partly because we understand that it's kind of part of using the products and part of using the services. You know, you're like, I want to use this service, I want to use this product, and I understand it comes with some caveats. You need to be aware of that, so you need to be honest with each other. You know, like, use social media too much, it is going to rot your fucking brain, but it's also a useful way to share photos and experiences with friends.
You know? Like, they're not doing anything to stop the addiction.
They want you on there as possible. It's all time-based.
Yeah.
But, like, the privacy thing is kind of what I think, but the speech thing, having to say... Because, like, if there are a group of people in the room and you're like, do this, do that, oh, send message, and then start to... I don't know, I don't like that element of it.
That,
like,
you're projecting.
You're announcing things. You tap it and it's done.
I mainly use my voice.
There's a bit more
stuff.
Of a discreet element to it.
But you can do both.
It feels, like, very American, doesn't it? To
it's a
yell out
system.
What you're doing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I get where you're coming from.
Some people can't physically do that.
Of course not.
Yeah. Accessibility.
Yeah, accessibility is good.
I can, and I still like it. So I'm coming from all my lights are rigged up to Google Home. Mm. So I can turn them on and off. Just like, say I'm going to bed and I've left all the living room lights on. I can just tell it to turn it off.
Sure.
That's an improvement. I sometimes ask about the weather. And those are pretty much the two things I use it for. I don't do like personal messaging on it. Or
quickly
like
send
that.
Message to bro. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, bro, did you see that?
You do it in the car, which makes sense car. You know, that's a good
hands
use
free.
Case.
Yeah, yeah, hands free. But that's, I just don't do it at home, I suppose. And it just feels like it. Because when you've got the device on your head and you're supposed to say stuff to it and activate other things, that doesn't feel as natural to me.
No.
I don't know.
If I'm like in the middle of like getting ready to leave and I quickly want to know what, is it raining right now?
Mm-hmm.
I'll do the voice thing because I'm like putting on a coat and putting on my shoes and stuff. Mm. It's like, it's very quick to just ask the voice assistant, what's the weather like right now?
Yeah.
And like put on a coat, and that's not stopping me from like getting my phone out, checking the weather. So there is like moments.
I think maybe because I'm just... I think Siri is just really shit because like
have you
had it where AirPods have read a message to you, right?
Yeah.
And like, so sometimes more often than not, the only reason is because I'm walking Murph or something, and I'll say something to Murph or like come here or like or leave that or whatever, and it then says, oh, calling anything that sounded like what I just said. And it doesn't give you a fucking moment. Often. It starts calling and it's like, whoa, what the fuck? Stop. And it's like, you can't. And it's just like, it's just the fact that system is so flawed still that they're just using it on everything. I just don't get why.
So my theory is, and you know how I said earlier about how it's a shame that they're firing people that are working on these systems because we want them to be better.
Yeah.
I think it's because they're preparing to just make AI do all of that.
That's what I was going to say.
I think it's just because they can't be bothered. They're just going to go wait until an AI model fits onto a voice model they've got, and they just pump
that to do. That's exactly what I think. Google Bard is going to replace Google Home.
And
I think Apple's coming up with their own AI thing. They just aren't ready to announce it yet.
Yeah.
They wait for all the other companies to have their failings before Apple comes out with the, this is the one that you really wanted.
Yeah,
they always do that.
Yeah.
Whereas like, why haven't Apple come out with this yet?
Yeah.
They wait.
Although they have had some high profile failures recently. There's a couple of times where they've waited too long, or the thing that they've eventually delivered actually wasn't that much better than what other people are doing.
Well, their maps was awful.
Yeah, exactly. That's a very good example.
It's so awful to the point where I won't even try it again because
I've been using it.
And I think that's, it's the same when games release and they're shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a huge stepping stone to like never playing that again or never trying that again.
Yeah.
It's like, well, it was shit then. I've lost interest.
Yeah.
There's another alternative. If there was no alternative to Apple Maps, I would use Apple Maps. But like the fact that you use one and it takes you in a completely different direction to the other and it's longer and it's like, why did it do that?
Is
it better now? You use it now.
It is better now.
Okay.
But it has failed me a couple of times recently actually saying that.
No, really?
But from the times that it has worked, it's worked just as well, if not better than Google Maps, and it looks better too.
Failing once is enough for you to just go back to the other thing that works.
Yeah, you got an alternative.
Like Google Maps is incredible.
Is good.
Yeah.
Comparison. But yeah, we can talk about that all day.
We could have been here for an hour now.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
We really went ahead with it. Apologies for the extra awesome content there.
Just tech talk.
Huge thanks to all our supporters out there, like our patrons, who allow these things to keep going. You know, without you guys, we probably wouldn't be continuing to do a Hat Chat. So thank you.
Indeed, you keep this hoisted up.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. You can support us in multiple ways, one being Patreon, one being YouTube members, and the other being Twitch as a subscriber. And they all get amalgamated onto our Discord, discord.gg/hatfilms. If you just link one of those accounts to Discord, you get access to the subscriber only channels where you see all the extra videos and stuff that we put out for our people that support us. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
And hey, if you want to send us a Fingle, awesome questions to ask a scientist.
Ah, yes.
A doctor in science.
Remember the aerosol question, because we can ask him that.
Aerosol's important.
And also the other
one. Can you transfer data through aerosol?
Could you think of a way to transfer data through aerosol?
He's got the problem he needs to solve. But yeah, if you've got questions like that for our resident Dr. Simon Clark, please email hatchat@hat-films.com. We love some wacky ideas to really throw him off.
Just one final thought. I think I've realized why I really like Google Home and voice assistants, because I'm a massive sci-fi nerd, and the captains and all that, you know, they would always talk to the computer, wouldn't they?
They would
talk to it like Star Trek and stuff. Yeah, maybe that, I think that's part of it.
I think I'm like,
I want to use it
because it's
cool.
Yeah.
It's the full recognition of what you say. It goes wrong so often for me that I just lost faith.
Just because you're...
But ChatGPT doesn't. ChatGPT is really good.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I've tried speaking to that, and it's so good. That it's just like, why aren't they using that? Because that's incredible.
They will. Yeah. They will.
And they've got Scarlett Johansson to do the voice, which is pretty cool.
Who?
I haven't really. It sounds like her. Sounds like her, though.
Just,
yeah.
Hey Siri, order me...
Whoa, hang on.
Pitbull XL dick pills.
Oh, no.
There you go.
Right.
So I hope you're listening in the car, or maybe...
By now.
You're listening in a car or out loud at home. Good luck with that.
Yeah, nobody's using Siri. We're fine. thanks, everybody. See you later.
Thank you. See you next week.
Bye.
Have a good week. Enjoy Perth. Thanks, Perth.